have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real Talk Radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls, the hottest talk show. Real Talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Music got me hoppin'. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
Real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport.
Righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we certainly thank you for this blessed opportunity to be present online this day. Although they may be listening live now or may catch the replay, ask your choice blessings on their life, their families, their mindsets, their money, their ministries, oh God. I pray, Jesus, that you intercede on their behalf in every area they call out in your name. And God, I pray that you be God. Those dark places that people walk in, those situations we find ourselves dwelling in. I ask, oh God, that when we don't have the strength to pray, even when our faith may flutter and maybe even get weak, that you, oh God, be God all by yourself, and you knowing what we stand in need of, you begin to intercede to you from us on our behalf. I pray, God, strength to every person who feels weak. I pray comfort. So those, Father, wondering where help is coming from, I ask, oh God, but by your spirit and your power, you remind someone today that you can do all things but fail, and you still do everything well. I ask, oh God, your choice blessing on this broadcast. Every host that may appear, every caller that may chime in to give their opinion, every person may be listening by the way, so I pray there's value and benefit, oh God, where I may be weak. In every place where I'm not proficient, oh God, make up the increase that you may receive the glory. The gospel may not be offended. The kingdom can be pushed. The church may be edified. The world can be set on fire and the devil mortified that there's boldness in you. Oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this situation, this on-air broadcast, this station, the providers and proprietors thereof, and everyone who's connected to, may receive the blessed benefit of your presence. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, all those people who want to sow, God will still lead to. All those that want to support another way by telling somebody else, Lord, give them the strength, the clarity, and the opportunity to do so. We thank you, oh God. We find it robbery not to start our first broadcast back with prayer. And I thank you, God, for those that will touch and agree with us even now. In the name of Jesus, God, make us always available to be good stewards over this yet new ministry. I pray, kind Father, in the very name of Jesus, that even now, oh God, you will begin to move on our behalf. Do those things that we can't do. I ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you continue to make the crooked places straight. Oh, God, that you may receive the glory, and Father God, your people may receive the benefit. For you and you alone are worthy. You and you alone do all things well. Lord, this is my sincere prayer. In the mighty, matchless, and powerful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, I thank you. I humbly submit that you are God, and I am just nothing but your servant. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real Talk Radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls, the hottest talk show. Real Talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it popping. Music got me hopping. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
Real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport.
Real Talk
with Dr. Davenport.
Real Talk.
make you fight it to send it to my niggas on.
Real talk,
what y'all get diving for?
Real talk,
what y'all get diving for?
Real talk,
what y'all get diving for? Monday through Friday to send it to you, know it's on.
And we're back live and in color here on Real Talk Live with Dr. D. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast here on the radio. Getting our feet wet and getting back into the swing of things, watching this thing work out for the benefit of us all, giving glory to the Most High God. I need to take a minute on this first broadcast back to acknowledge publicly in this form the passing of a great friend, brother, pulpit pioneer, and real supporter of this show, and that is, at this point, the late Reverend Harold Thomas, who has been a stalwart guest and co-host since I've been doing Real Talk, and especially since we've been airing here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for his life, O God, and we ask that you continue to lift up prayers for his family, his children, and the loss of a father, a son, a pastor, and a friend. Dr. Thomas, we miss you, we love you, and we want to thank you for all the insight, the laughs, the power, the conviction, and the encouragement that you offered with your commentary here on Real Talk Live with Dr. D. Brothers and sisters, as I said in the preamble of the written declaration or description of today's broadcast, today we wanted to come on and just to touch on and talk about a few things. Just has been going on. We've been off the air for a while, and it is good for us to kind of touch on some things. A lot has happened since the last time we added voice and commentary to the current events surrounding the body of Christ, the kingdom itself, political side, family structure. A lot of things have shifted and continue to shift, and we want to make sure that we touch on some of those. We won't get to everything today, of course, but we want to add some context to some things, and we can start with this. Anyone who's been following me on air for a while or know me personally knows that I have an interest in political science. And this current administration and the occupy of office, the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and his revolving apprentice-type door of the White House is good television, if nothing else. But there's also a good opportunity for the public to understand how the government works, to see that we have to get into a place to understand that there are limits and procedures for our government officials and the executive, chief executive of the United States, the president, has broad executive powers. There are some things that are that guide the president, and one of the things that Donald Trump is doing that people don't understand is he has not, other than this this current impeachment process by the House, and as far as getting the outside government to interfere in the election process of this country, which it could be grounds for treason, although I don't think they'll try to impeach Trump for treason. He has not broken really any laws other than that, if he's impeached for that. What the president is guilty of is violating what is deemed decency and order. There are certain restrictions and limits that the president needs to have in order to appear fair, in order to show people that there is no ambiguity in the decision-making. Although each president who occupies the office is able to do things they want, they have the pen, they can sign executive orders and do things right away. Congress can then go back and recant some of those and speak against some of those. But I'm bringing all that up to say this. What the general public seems to not really grasp is that there's power in public opinion. And we know that. If you're in the body of Christ, a lot of preachers and pastors, ministers, lay people, Christians, deal with public opinion. People will cast an opinion about you based off your reputation and not necessarily your character. And they will either set you free or keep you bound. And let's go through that a little bit. When you are doing the right thing, the encouragement of other people will inspire you and motivate you to continue to do the right thing. They're on your side. They're your fans. They're your greatest supporters. Contrarily, though, when you if you've been overtaken in a fault, you've made mistakes that are common to man, you did something that other folk don't like, the detractors will can bind you up and make you not want to go out, make you not want to participate, make you feel like you're not going to make it. And so there is power in opinion. And on a personal standpoint, I'll get back to the election process in Washington in a second. But on a personal standpoint, the power of opinion is only regulated by individual's mentality. What do you mean, Dr. D? Well, let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. When you mature enough and you realize that the opinions of some people should matter to you more than the opinions of others, that's the first step. Then you begin to quantify even the opinions of those people who mean the most to you. Why? Because you have to ask yourself what's the true value of those people in your life, those people that are offering you this commentary, offering you and I this opinion, who feel they have a right to speak on you and the things about you to other people. And you and I can't control what other people say. We have very little thought on what other people think, and that's fine. So our goal is not to try to condition people or to try to tell people what to think. Our job is to be good stewards and to gauge how we react to those things, right? And so just because someone doesn't like you, after you reach a certain level of maturity, you realize that they're not paying your bills, or they're not really adding value to you, they're not encouraging you anyway, they're not watching your children, they're not cooking you dinner, they're not giving you a place to stay. You have to ask yourself just how critical is their opinion. And you realize not much, because everybody has something to say about something, right? And so that same instance about the power of opinion works in our political system. That's why there's an opinion poll. Every 4 years, America elects a chief executive, a president. And we run the polls and we vote to show our participation in the democratic process, right? And then you realize there are two things going on. There's a popular vote, popularity, and which does not elect the president. The popular vote, the general vote, does not elect the president. We know this by now. We've talked about this before. The Electoral College does, which the popular vote does not have any bearing on. There's been a number of situations and times when a person has won the popular vote but did not win the Electoral College. But here's the benefit and the value of the popular vote. When the president gets elected into the office of president, when the president gets elected to the office of president, when the president gets elected, the numbers they yield during a popular vote gives them power. And what happens is when they go to broker deals and make laws or change things, they're able to say, listen, let's do what I want to say, because if I go to the American people, they're going to back me up anyway because I'm popular with them. That's why when you watch news, they talk about the president's job as Google rating. Okay? What does America think about how the president's doing? That power comes from the populace, us, the general public, right? And so if we understood that, then we can understand the effect that we can have on how our country runs. True enough, what I'm saying does not hold as much weight in D.C. and as far as the electoral process is concerned, but on our local level, it means the world. Our mayors, our state representatives, here in your state, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, wherever you may be, okay, your elected senators and Congress people. It's supposed to be that the Congress persons or the senators are supposed to go to Washington D.C.
and sit in the House of Congress and represent our needs, our desires. The elected official in Congress is supposed to represent what the people back home wants. But since we don't really participate, I'm talking about nationally now, because election participation has been down. Folks don't really vote on Congress. They don't hold their elected officials to any type of standard. They kind of just go and sit there. And because there is no or not much, pressure from the public, these people go to, we let these folks to go to Congress and they sit there and do what they want to do. And that's what happens. And so when you have people who can do what they want to do, that's what they're going to do. But if we really held people to the standard, okay, you're going to get my endorsement, but you have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to promise to hold up my values, right? You have to consider whatever laws come out or whatever somebody opposes something. I'm trusting you to go and make sure that we benefit from it or it does not hurt us, right? And with an understanding, with knowledge comes power. I know it's just, this is eighth grade social studies, but in America, we don't live in a democracy. We practice democracy. We live in a republic, and the virtue of a republic is the public elect a few, and a few govern the many. So it's set up that the people we send are the ones that are going to stand for us. They should be who we want. So that's how we got President Trump. Take a look at how he got elected. He was very smart. He didn't really care about the popular vote because he knew what Hillary at the time, Clinton, was not going to play well like in the South. No woman's going to play well, or should I say very few women will ever play well in conservative Republican states, okay? And so Trump knew that she would not be an issue there, right? So with that being said, he catered to who he knew would help him get elected. He catered to those who he understood would have his back. And that's what he did. That's political science. He played the game he won. And now that he's in office, he won't play the game. Anytime all the doggone many living presidents are not fans of yours, right? You know, as corrupt as America can be and as questionable as some of the decisions that our government has made, and interference and other countries and what have you, it is something to be said when none of them have your back. None of the current presidents alive wanted Trump to win the election, Republican or Democrat. They all were against Trump. There's a reason for that, you know. So, and I'm going to just say that if we pay attention to some things, some things become very obvious to us. You're going to call and be a guest. The call-in number is 516-666-9488, 516-666-9488. Thank you for those that's already listening to the show and you're online. If you want to go live with us, hit number one on your keypad, and we'll get you on before the show ends to share your commentary here on Live with Dr. D, Real Talk Radio. So I want to address that. And so the impeachment process, as we found out with President Clinton a couple of years back, just because a person is impeached does not necessarily mean that they get kicked out of office, because you have to be impeached, indicted by both houses of Congress. That's the House of Representatives and the Senate. It takes both in order for that to happen. And so will Donald Trump be impeached? I don't know. I doubt it personally. I think the Democrats are too weak to get him out. I don't think they will do what needs to be done to get him out. I don't think there'd be enough public pressure. People talk, but talk is cheap. You got to vote. You got to show up, right? Those in the room make the decisions. I don't think he will be impeached, especially for something as major as treason, because there is a whole litany of things that happens if a chief executive, according to the Constitution, is kicked out of office by impeachment for something like that. Everybody got to come down, the vice president, the cabinet, they all got to be removed from office, and that can be kind of chaotic. So I don't think they will. I'm watching that I'm interested in it, and you should be too, what happens with the president, because if he is impeached and removed from office, then Pence, the VP, becomes president. What does that look like? Not just nationally, but internationally. Pence is known to be a Christian, but I think every president is kind of known to be a Christian too. So take that for what it will, what you will. So what does that look like? But I don't think they'll impeach him. I don't think the Democrats are strong enough. And I also believe this, and here's where the rubber meets the road. Not only do I not think that the president will be impeached, I also believe he will win re-election because of it. Because he has a following. The president has supporters, and they're with him now. And if they don't impeach him, that will automatically validate him to other people, automatically. And so I don't believe if they don't impeach him, he will win re-election. The Democratic field is just so chaotic, even at this point. And there are some favorites. So, you know, some people are making some names for themselves, which is good. And it's fairly early, fine, in the election season. But it's going to take some serious strategy from the Democratic Party to put up a challenger to face the president and actually have a chance of, can I say, dethroning him. And that speaks to another part, another problem as well, in my opinion. To be a country of hundreds of millions, to still have a two-party system is crazy. Third-party candidates are laughed out the room. Third-party candidates are just never taken seriously. And that is by design. And folks who don't understand and don't know, don't understand and don't know, may not be aware that Abraham Lincoln was a third-party candidate. You know, he was somebody who people didn't expect to come out of the corn, if you will, and win the big seat. So I would like to see that change in my lifetime, that America embraces a more than two-party system. Certainly you're going to have 900 people running for the same office. It makes sense to me. Somebody needs to have a different platform. and that's just me. 516-666-9488 is the call-in number. I am Dr. D. This is Live Real Talk, and you can come on and give your comments on it. We're going to play this old song, or this throwback song, right here, and we'll be back after the song. Stay tuned.
You got total control like a puppet master. I'll be the church, let you be the pastor. And what I want, man, you know I'ma ask you. Throw a blessing like a preacher, man, I'll be the catcher. You keep it popping like a firecracker. Used to be a thug, but you changed your stature. Just take your shrimp from cheese and crackers. Life changed every time I read a chapter.
Hey, you got me on lockdown and I don't wanna pay the bills. Make me feel so good inside, make me wanna yell. Kind of private by mind and you got me on a deal. I'ma trust in you cause I know you will never fail, yeah.
Soon as I get my money, I give you money first. To show how much I love you, how much you really worth. You are the living water, make me obey my thirst.
Still see me riding in that 6-5 drop top on Linville on them shine. comfortable rolling with anybody else. Silk suit, brim hats, and a money belt. Whenever I need help, you protect me like a seatbelt. Used to shop wholesale, now I get it retail. Doing it big, gotta catch me on the email. Send me my wife, I don't need another female. Plus, you're the reason I never see hell. Put me to win, so you never let me fail.
My life has changed, been rearranged. I'm not the same, but you can still see me riding on that chick. I dropped my violin hill on them shining wheels. Yo, we riding mean, but living clean. My life has changed, been rearranged. I'm not the same, but you can still see me riding on that chick.
Back live on the air. It is me, Dr. D. Thank you for riding with me so far. So good. Our first show back on Blog Talk, and we look to do this at least Monday through Friday here on Blog Talk. We will promote and prompt as much as we can. Ask that you follow us here on Blog Talk for all the updates and follow our social media. Maybe I can put some of that in the chat too so that we can better stay connected. And I'm going to announce, actually we've been doing what I call Real Talk TV on Facebook and Instagram over the last few months. And look, we thank God for the opportunity to kind of grow into that as well. 516-666-9488 is the call-in number. 516-666-9488 is the call-in number if you want to call in and give your spiel, if you will, as we are now literally about 27 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes, about halfway mark of the hour. I was at a meeting recently, and with some pastors and leaders here in the city. Excuse me. And the question came up, which is not a new question. This is not a new scenario or new situation. I don't want to hype this up as something unique. But the question came up amongst the pastors if a church or a pastor should marry a transgender person. And it was a great dialogue, the ins and outs of if a pastor should, in fact, marry a transgender person and what that looks like. And I tell you, I was taken back because I didn't think that it was that big of a issue still in today, 2019, because, like I said, it's nothing new, but apparently it is. And so I want to say this. Our Christ came to everybody, and the benefits of his presence are given to those that accept him for who he is. Not just know his name, but accept him. You understand that we're all sinners, and by his grace, we're saved, covered by his blood, locked into redemption to a heavenly home governed by our Father God. And so I do know. It's not the church's place to me to bar anybody from coming to Christ because none of us can stand clean. The song we just played was called Living Clean by Lecrae, old song. And the goal is to live clean, live a clean life. But that's after you and I have come through the knowledge that we're sinners. We have a godly repented, a sorrow repented, and now we have the energy and the effort and the mindset to move forward and putting past those things or pushing past those things which are behind us and pressing forward or onward toward the prize of Jesus Christ. If a person has that mindset, then who are we to say you can't be baptized? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who are we to say that? Because no one said it to us. No one blocked us. And if they tried to, apparently they didn't win because we've been blood washed and redeemed, trying our best every single day to live a life to glorify God in heaven. And so I just want to add some commentary to that, and I want to encourage you who may be considering that, or maybe you're stuck in a situation where life and faith has got you bound, where you think that whatever you did that was sinful was so bad
that you can't recover from it. I want to tell you right here on the air that that's just the devil whispering to you, trying to get you to stay stuck and where you are. You can come out that thing, and not only come out, you can be made whole and better. Better and whole is synonymous. Not just healed, but made whole mentally, physically, spiritually. God has the power through the blood of our Savior to make you whole again, because there's no sin that any of us has committed in the earth that God ain't seen. He's seen it all. Ain't nothing that we can do that's going to surprise our Savior. Now, based off our relationship, we can't break his heart, because we can't betray his trust by doing some things that we ought not have done, and we do some things that have done some things willingly that we should not have done. All that's true as well. But you can repent and be made whole again, and that's the beauty of our relationship. And as Paul taught, it's not to be taken advantage of. We're not to take the liberty being free from sin and do that as an occasion to sin, because we still need to live a life that represents our Savior. Amen. I hear people say, I want to be just like Jesus. Amen. Keep striving for that. Amen. But look at the totality of our Christ, how he had to be ridiculed, persecuted, how he had to be called wrong when he was right, how he had to be denied, even by those who knew him. All that's part of what made Jesus who he is here on the earth, right? Because he came in knowing he had a destiny to fulfill. He came in not to do his will, but to do his Father's will. But what I like about how the Bible, these synoptic gospels are written, you finish your journey, go back and look at the miracles that Christ performed for people. Read the stories, and then tell me how many times you find in the text that after Jesus healed, restored, or set free, that somebody said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. You won't find that a lot in the written scripture. You won't. Because a lot of times we'll do things for other people in righteousness because the Lord put us there to do it, because we have the ability to do it. It may be our calling to do it or our assignment. And we're not doing it for things. Now, true enough, in our humanity, everybody wants to be appreciated. You want to feel like you're valued. True enough. And you do have value. You do have value. But if our mindset twists or turns or becomes skewed, we will forget that we didn't do what we did because, or should I say, we didn't do what we do for a thank you. We do what we do because we've been so called and so charged. And I think if we can kind of maintain that, which I found to be a work, because when it's you getting up, you going, and you doing, and then life happens. Somebody say life happens. Life happens. And people will forget that or have a change of heart or whatever. We tend to take some things personally, which we ought not, because it's not our life anyway. We live, we move, and we have our being in Jesus Christ. We would not be in situations if it had not been for the calling of the Lord upon our life. These things are true. So we must endeavor to keep those things in proper perspective. That way the devil don't get in. So that's why Paul one of the writers said, I find myself content in whatever situation I find myself in. Because when you're working for the Lord and doing his will toward his people, you'll find yourself in some situations that don't feel good and don't look good and will find out to be for your good until after it's over. I'm going to say it again. Find out not to be for your good, because they're throwing rocks at you. They're scandalizing you. They're persecuting you. And our flesh feels all of that. Our mentality is bruised by that. But after it's all said and done, then we'll reach and live to the point we can testify that the Bible holds true, that all things work together for our good. And sometimes you got to just weigh some things out, play some things out, and let some things run its course, because God will justify you and me, because he said he would. That's what he said. So brothers and sisters, stay righteous, stay holy, stay focused. Amen. And watch the Lord do what he's going to do. I thank you for joining me and hanging out with these few minutes here on the inaugural rebroadcast, relaunching of Real Talk Live with Dr. B. I really appreciate you spending time with me at work, on the job, at home. however you chose to dial in. Some of you are on the switchboard. Some of you, I think, are listening via the internet. I thank you for your time here. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. With a stacked show, more commentary to share and all of that. So be blessed. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Father God, we thank you for the things being as well as they are. Continue to make the crooked places straight. Continue to lift up our heads and dry our tears. Continue, God, to not let us be ashamed of the joy you've given us. And we give your name praise, honor, and glory. This in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.